Gentleman Roy went for home. 300 metres to go. A length and a half in front of Alligator Blood, who's getting into the clear. They were followed by Nugget. And to the outside, Mr. Brightside. Alligator Blood moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian, the inevitable.
For Will Evans has been well associated with Mr. Brightside, and those that observe him taking Mr. Brightside around the mounting yard, he looks quite laconic, rather unflappable. I wonder if he got a little bit excited yesterday. Good morning, Will.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I'm very well. Did your heart rate get up a bit yesterday?
It sure did. I was a bit nervous yesterday before the race, so must have been a good sign because it ended very well.
Just take us through your journey with this horse and what association you've had with him since he arrived at the Lindsay Park team.
Yeah, so he started off at the farm and had his first race out of the farm at Bendigo, and pretty much since then he's been a Flemington horse for race days, does all his work up at Euroa but comes down to Flemington, so it's been a great ride, plenty of Group 1s, and it was great to get another big feature win, especially down here in Victoria.
Outside of race day, what's the day-to-day involvement you'd have with him?
Yeah, I saddle him up most days. So when he's at Flemington, Dan rides him. So pretty much just the two of us look after him down at Flemington, and up at the farm, Ross does a great job with him.
How would you describe his nature?
Absolute pleasure to deal with. I'd say probably the easiest horse in the stable. Just does everything right. Eats, does his work, goes back in his box, and he likes his alone time, but yeah, when you've got to deal with him, it's an absolute pleasure.
Huge team involved with him in the ownership, and they've been there flying the flag almost from day one with their involvement in him. How exciting is it? Does that add any more pressure to you, knowing that there's so many extra eyes on you?
Not really pressure. It's quite exciting. So every time you know you go to the races, they're all going to be there, which is, yeah, great. They show up every race, no matter where it is. And, yeah, they just love the horse, and no matter win, lose or draw, they're just happy to be there with him.
And for those that don't know, your father, Craig Evans, an international race caller and racing administrator as well. What's your life in racing been to get you to the point to be at Lindsay Park?
Yeah, I was very lucky to grow up in a racing family. So lived in Singapore, did all my schooling up there, so I was lucky. Dad used to work at the track, so in the school holidays, I'd go with Cliff Brown to the stables, watch around, because, yeah, working the horse is all I wanted to do. And once I finished school, came back to Australia and went back to Carnarvon, which is north of WA, and started learning how to handle horses there, and worked my way back to Perth, did 6 months with Neville Parnham, then came to Victoria. So I did 8 months with Nigel Blackiston, which is a great start, and then last 5.5 years at Lindsay Park, so it's been a great ride.
How have you seen the development? Obviously an iconic organisation in Australian racing, Lindsay Park, but now under the stewardship of Ben and JD Hayes, what's it like to be part of that team?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, I was lucky to be here when David had it, and then Tom and Ben, and now, yeah, Ben and JD, nothing's really changed. So, good to get the level of horse back, but the systems are all still in place, the same facilities. So, once we had the quality of horse here, it was always going to kick back on again.
Now that Mr. Brightside's achieved the level that he has, I suppose every horse handler would want to be involved with him. What's the competition like when you've got relatively new horses in the stable? How does the allocation work? Is it luck of the draw, or do you put your hand up and say, I like the look of this young horse?
Yeah, you can put your hand up if you like. So a lot of people, riders, have their set horses, and then the groundies look after the riders. So people build bonds with a few of the babies and then, yeah, start taking them to the races. And it's pretty much luck of the draw. Ones are very good, but end of the day, a lot of people like taking their favourite horses. So, yeah, it's just good result all the way around.
Post the race last night and post the race meeting, how did you sort of let yourself down after such a high yesterday?
Yeah, went out with all the owners, so it was a very good night. So they love to celebrate, and I guess after a big result like that, you've got to enjoy yourself because long hours in this game, but got to enjoy the success while we're at it.
Press conference coming up in a few minutes. I think you're going to be front and centre there with the ambassador and the stable and Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, just come down to see him now. So he's pulled up in great order, and like he hasn't gone around, so he's a very special horse, and it's good he's pulling up well.
Have you been able, the way the workload is on a Sunday morning, to get into his box early this morning?
Yeah, been in there, so he's pulled up well. He had a nice walk on the water, trot up, and everything's down, so he's back away now and just enjoying his breakfast.
When you jump into his box, and is it checking his legs, is it checking his feed? What's the first thing you do?
Yeah, definitely check the legs. So without legs, there's no horse, as they say, so check his legs, make sure he's eaten up, and yeah, then take him out for a trot up just to make sure all's in working order.
JD knows the challenge ahead, but he'd love to attempt to go back-to-back in a Doncaster. You ready for a trip up the highway?
That'd be a great idea. So he loves these high-pressure mile races, so I think he'll be in very, very good chance. He's got a good weight again, so fingers crossed.
Lindsay Parker, a big team. How many horses can you sort of class as ones that you look after? We know about Mr. Brightside. What else is in your team?
I've got a couple of nice fillies, so couple that race this week, Invincibilis and Optume. And yeah, a couple of nice colts coming through. So sort of got two or three you'd take mainly to the races, and then, yeah, just share the workload when the rest are running.
Such a great day for yourself and all the team involved yesterday, Will, and so great to get an insight from your perspective, just how important Mr. Brightside is to you and everyone involved. Congratulations on yesterday, and thanks for joining us this morning, and I'll let you go in front of the cameras.
Thanks, Warren.